listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Mark Price this evening, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Excited to talk to my next guest, Jane Rose, who is executive director of the Meridian Historical Village. Folks who live or drive through the Meridian Township area may see these buildings that look like they're maybe a little out of place for the time, and that's what's going on back there. We're going to get some more locations from her later. Good evening, Jane. How are you?
I am great.
Good.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Very good. Just to get people familiar with who aren't aware of this, why don't you tell us about kind of a little background on the Meridian Historical Village, and then we'll talk about some specific buildings and what goes on there.
Okay. Well, the Meridian Historical Village is kind of a hidden gem out here in Okemos. It's hidden just behind the Meridian Township buildings. And for many years, people have come and said, oh, my gosh, I've lived here forever, and I didn't know this was here. But once they find us, they really do feel like they've stepped back into historical Meridian Township. It's hidden. We have a little lake. We have historic buildings. And you really do feel like you're stepping back in time.
Well, as you said, what a gem. And for location-wise, it would be on the northwest corner, you know, up behind the mall and the police department and the offices, as you say there.
Yeah.
How long have there been historic buildings on that property? Many of them moved there, or all of them moved there. Is that correct?
Yes, all of them have been moved there. The Friends of Historic Meridian actually got together in the 70s, back when urban renewal was coming through and tearing down so many of our historic buildings. And we were able to identify some buildings that were really representative of an old 19th century village. And so we were fortunate over the years to identify Meridian Township buildings and rescue them, relocate them to the area, and renovate them, so that we can demonstrate to future generations what it was like to live back in the 19th century.
So that was my next question. They're all from the Meridian Township area.
All of them except one. Our one-room schoolhouse came up from the Fowlerville area, and the only reason we went outside of the township is, believe it or not, we do have five or six buildings left in the township that used to be one-room schoolhouses, but they are all family-owned homes right now. So obviously we couldn't move those. So we did have to go out of the area for a one-room schoolhouse.
Well, I have been on several field trips to the historical village with my children as they were growing up, and it was always such a lovely surprise to see the buildings here. And one of the ones, frankly, that was my favorite was the Tollgate House and the kind of the story of the Tollgate House. I just was really intrigued by that, probably more than some of the kids I was with.
Well, you know, I don't think that many people know that Michigan was actually the number one state in the nation for building wooden roads, and which is not surprising because we were developed late, and of course we had virgin forests all over both peninsulas, and our renewable resource here in this state was trees. And so we were able at one point to have wooden plank roads constructed all the way from Detroit through Lansing, Grand Rapids, and up to Muskegon. And there were also hubs that went north and south of there. So we were very, very fortunate to find, at the time we thought it was the only remaining plank road tollgate house left in the entire state. We have since found one other up near St. Louis, but of all the miles of wooden roads built in the state, there are only two that we know of that have survived, and we have one of them.
It really is incredible. I encourage people to come out. And is the village open during the wintertime?
It is by appointment. I mean, we're basically open all year long by appointment. You can call the office at 347-7300 and arrange a time to come out. We are very busy at certain times of the year. Of course, we work with a lot of school groups. We have anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 school children that come through our buildings in the spring and the fall period.
Wow.
So other than that, we work a lot with community groups, and of course we have events that go on in the village also.
And your website is a good spot for people to keep up on events coming up there?
Yes, it is. That's www.mirhistville.org, and that's short for Meridian Historical Village. And we have, you know, we have events. We have our biggest event every year is our Fall Heritage Festival, and that's done the first Saturday of every October. And, of course, Santa makes a point to come and visit us on the first Sunday in December. But I guess one of the exciting things that we've had going just in the last year was we completely revamped our summer day camp program, which is in the first week of August. And we've redone the whole week so that it appeals to parents who are stay-at-home and also parents who work full-time. So you can sign your child up for one day, 2 days, 3 days, or the whole week.
Well, that would be extraordinary. I know you have all kinds of events going out there. You said the one in the fall, the festival is huge, but there's always, it seems like, in the good weather, something going on. And garden clubs, I know, help you with your with the beautiful flowers.
Yes, we have a lot of partners that are just wonderful. Our main partner, of course, is the Township Parks and Recreation Department, who provides so much support for us. The Meridian Garden Club maintains all of our gorgeous gardens there. And they spend hundreds of hours every summer also. We also, for the first time, and this is our third year with it, we have the first building that is not historic, but it is a replica of a historic building, and that's our new village chapel.
It's exquisite.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is a replica of the old Olcomus Methodist Episcopal Church, and we have attracted a number of weddings and other events. And later this month, we're going to host the second annual Township Award Ceremony for the entrepreneurs in the area.
Wow. Well, I know that there are things going on there all the time. Jane, I would love to have you, we're running out of time today, but have you back on again to talk about events coming up, because as you said, it's a hidden gem, and it's a little piece of stepping back, which is kind of wonderful in today's hustle and bustle to step back in time a bit and enjoy.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. I would be more than happy to come back on any time and talk about this wonderful village.
Absolutely. You're sure a good spokesman for it as well, Jane.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Very good. We've been talking with Jane Rose, who's Executive Director of the Meridian Historical Village, a place you just have to stop if you haven't seen it yet. Put it on your bucket list. We'll be back with more after this.